Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It's time for one of our favorite segments here on Cruise Mornings. Drunk Cruise Mornings.
Yes.
That's when we slow a random clip from our show last week down by like 50, maybe 55%. It makes us sound like Mr. Leahy from Trailer Park Boys. So without further ado, another episode of Drunk Cruise Mornings. To spa or not to spa? That is the question in the Willows neighborhood right now.
Oh, there's a big situation going on.
Oh, situation is right.
It's a sitch. Controversy.
And situation and controversy. Look at us, eh? You know what? That's not even a drunk cruise mornings. That's like a on painkillers cruise mornings right there.
Yeah.
It's like we just got our wisdom teeth removed or something.
Or waking up from surgery? Black Friday is this Friday, November 26th. Apparently one of the biggest. Well, is it the? I don't know, because Boxing Day sales happen, Cyber Monday, all that kind of stuff. Black Friday, though, notoriously one of the busiest shopping days of the season. The thing is, Black Friday, it's no longer just that one day. It's now all of November, basically.
It's year-round at some places.
It's ridiculous.
Some places throw out the Black Friday sale in March. I don't know why, but they do it.
It's Black Friday in March. Okay, great. So basically, it's Black November when it comes down to a lot of the retail places. But that's fine, right? If I can get deals more than just on the one day, that's great. But the thing I was thinking is, like, can you imagine if Black Friday expanded to more than just, like, you know, big screen TVs and possibly a vehicle or something like that? Like, what if it was that you could actually get a cut on your property taxes? Like Black Friday property taxes. Woo!
If you pay all of your property tax on Black Friday, you get 40% off.
Right? Like, that would be great. 1 month free of property taxes.
So it's kind of like a version of the movie The Purge. For 12 hours or 24 hours, murder is legal. On Black Friday, for 24 hours, literally everything is at least 50% off.
That'd be nice.
Gas bill, 50% off.
Gas at the pumps. Come on, please. That'd be great.
60 cents a liter. What? Take a long shower. It's Black Friday. Water's 55% off today.
What if it's like, hey, time to renew your plates? Yep, your SGI registration, 50% off. Black Friday.
Hey, if you do your taxes early and you file them on Black Friday, you'll get an extra $750 on your return.
Wouldn't that be
Black
sweet?
Friday madness all over the place.
Or even just like Costco, 50% off your purchase. Oh, I would spend a lot.
You want to go to Hawaii? You book on Black Friday. $300 plane tickets. Let's go.
Parking tickets. You got parking tickets to pay? 50% off for Black Friday.
$13 parking tickets for everyone. Yay! Extension cord theft. It is a thing here in Saskatoon, believe
Rampant.
It or not. It's real bad. It's an issue. And I know what you're thinking. It's just an extension cord. It's $8. Most of the time when you move into a new house, there's a bunch of extension cords left over in the shed from the previous owner. Who cares? Well, I care. It's $10.
Well, okay? It's, you know what it is, too, though? It's not even so much the cost of replacing it, because, yeah, that's an issue, but it's the inconvenience, because then what happens if it is minus 49 and you're plugged in? You're like, okay, good. I'm plugged in. Hopefully my car will start. And no, someone's stolen your cord and your car doesn't start. That is a jerk move.
Yeah, so if you don't have a reliable vehicle, this is actually a huge problem. For whatever reason, rampant in Sutherland. It's always a problem in Sutherland. And
interesting.
I neighbor Sutherland, College Park, ECP. Yeah, you know me.
College Park East.
Starting, okay, your husband did this to me on Friday.
I know.
It's College Park East. I've lived here my whole life. I've never heard someone say College Park East. It's East College Park, okay?
It's on the map as
Rolls
College Park
off the tongue
East.
Way better. Okay, well, true Saskatonians know that it's East College Park. You're down with the ECP, yeah, you know me. But it's starting to kind of filter there as well. A couple of my neighbors, they're like, where's my extension cord? What's going on? There are some things you can do to help your extension cord out. One tip that I saw, park on your extension cord.
Ooh,
that way they can't get rid of it. Apparently, that's like a hotel trick. A lot of people do that at hotels when they got to plug in.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch in a row. That would be perfect for the extension cord bandits out there. Another thing is make your extension cord look cheap. They already look cheap. But, like, you cover it in, like, electrical tape or hockey tape or something like that.
Oh,
make it look like it's been repaired.
Drive over it a few times.
Exactly. And that way people won't steal it. So, you ever had your extension cord stolen? Like,
it did happen once. Mm-hmm. We lived at a place where we parked and we faced the back alley. So, it was, like, actual designated parking spots facing the back alley. Mm-hmm. And it happened a couple times, actually.
Oh, and that's just
super annoying.
And, again, it's not that big of a deal. There are worse things that could be stolen. Like, at least they didn't break your windshield. And steal stuff.
Wow.
And break your window and steal stuff, right? If thieves are breaking windshields, that's a bad thief right there. The window, side window's way easier, bud.
Yeah.
But like, at least they didn't do that, right? It's just the principle of the thing.
And you get a favorite one, too, where it's like just the right amount of flexibility, perfect length.
Oh, I love.
And then someone takes it on you.
When you have a good extension cord, not a lot of knots, it's perfectly straight. It's such a good feeling. And then someone takes it from you. And if someone does take it from you, just be patient. Someone on your street will probably forget to unplug their car. They'll drive away with it. You got one in the middle of the road for free.
There you go.
It all evens out. The extension cord gods will smile on you if they frowned on you before.
When it comes to passwords, they are a huge part of our life. We use them all the time, and it's annoying because a lot of times you need to make sure you have the capital, the special character, a couple of numbers, that sort of thing. When it comes down to it, Canadians not great at using passwords that are not easily guessed. We suck at making up passwords. There's a company that sells password management, and they publish their top 200 most common passwords in Canada. A lot of Canadians like to use sports-related ones.
Hmm.
Hockey was the 11th most common password in Canada.
Okay.
Soccer, baseball, basketball, lower on the list.
Still.
Canadians also like to use their own names as passwords, which is brutal. The 8th most common password in Canada. Tiffany. How many Tiffany's do we have in Canada that are using their name as their password?
Or maybe just a bunch of people like that word. Tiffany's a good password.
The 8th most common password in Canada.
And there are no other names on the list. It's just Tiffany. It's mind-blowing.
Well, Maggie, Matthew, Bailey, Michelle, and Andrew were also in the top
50. But like way lower. Tiffany's 8.
8th.
Who knew?
The other thing that was interesting is there are different passwords when it comes to men and women. Canadian men more than 3 times as likely as women to use the password hockey. But passwords like I love you, princess, and sunshine were far more common among women.
I hate when they have to bring those numbers into there. Like, who cares?
Why? Anyway,
who cares, right?
A lot of 123456 or 765432. Like, just dumb ones.
I know.
And I'm sorry if you're using them, but you know what? According to companies like this, those are bad passwords.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Shame on you.
We're just losing listeners. Thanks a lot, Stacey.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep them cyber safe.
That's cool. A lot of parents will use their kids' names, right?
Yes,
but,
or birth dates.
Like, which kid gets the password? I always thought that was the favorite kid. And I don't want to brag, but I was my dad's work password, so no big deal. I was password kid. What's up, Ryan and Leslie Ann? I'm the favorite.
They should have, because this is Canada, they also should have included that one of the worst ones to use is your co-op number.
Oh, of course.
That's
obviously.
My parents.
Really? Awesome.
Also, just so you know, number 20 on the list, dragon.
Aw. So if you have a really unique password, call and text us. Let us know what
it
is. 938-0963.
Also tell us your first pet you had in your mom's maiden name.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Crew.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.